Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for Blog Talk Radio today for Favor Life. So glad that you're able to attend this 15-minute empowerment. My name is Pastor Cheryl Paxton, and I'm glad to be in this process of there, which is what this show is about. It takes us through the process of there, the place where God has called us to, the place that he's chosen for us, and he walks us through a faith walk that blows our mind and blesses many people and many nations. He causes us to be the word that he's spoken. He causes us to be the object of his glory in the earth, the expression of him as he uses us. He transforms our lives as he takes us through our everyday walk of taking the word that we eat and digest as we walk in the grace and the knowledge of who he is. And as we do this, we become as he is even the more. It's more than just receiving him. We're going to the place of maturity. We're going to the place where we see the demonstration of the word become alive and manifest in us and bring us to a place of maturity in our everyday life, that the word itself is the thing that activates instead of our flesh. The word itself is the thing that reminds us. The word itself is the thing that combats the enemy. The word itself is the thing that gives us the reassurance, that gives us hope, that gives us life, that comforts us, that heals and delivers us, that speaks to us, that directs us and guides us, because the word is Jesus. So we're so grateful that we are in this process of there together, and that we're headed somewhere, that we're just not aimlessly moving in one direction, but he's taking us to higher heights, deeper depths, faith to faith, glory to glory. And as we go higher in him and we learn of him and we walk in this grace, we see the demonstration of his power. We look at ordinary people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but we see them as people who are living in another time, but the things that they're facing are the same as we are facing in this day, in this time, and we see them as God has called them, walk them through the process of there, and we see the choices that they make, sometimes good or bad. We see the demonstration of God's power, and we watch God prove himself with imperfect people. He's chosen unlikely people to do extraordinary things, and we're part of that process. So we thank God for that. We are moving and looking in the book of Exodus today, and we started looking in that book a few days ago, and God's just letting us know that our place of Exodus is the place where we get victory, but it's the place that we have to battle. It is the place where we exit. It's the place where God hears us and speaks to us. It's the place where God answers, the place where God shows up and empowers and demonstrates his strength and proves his word. It's the place of supernatural act and supernatural provision, place of where chains are broken and freedom and liberty and restoration, salvation and redemption take place. It's the place of covenant, the place of victory and crossing over, the place of exchange and releasing of wealth and prosperity, the place of corporate blessings and release. It is the place where you are new and renewed and you walk in a new reality and a new way of life, and you walk in new provisions and new relationships and overflow, and you walk in a place where you see the promise being fulfilled. It's the place where the former things, the old things, you let go, they pass away. You let go of the bondage and the idols and the old mindsets and thoughts and habits. And it's a place where the old you dies and you gain the you that God has called you to. And it's a place where you also see people who don't want to shift but want to hold you back, be removed from your life. It's a place of warning. It is a place where God defeats your enemies openly before your face. It's a place where God surrounds you and you see his surrounding power, his majesty, his excellence, as the evidence that demonstrates the power that he is performing and moving on your behalf. This place of Exodus is also the place where we see the Pharaoh and Egypt. And we spoke and said yesterday that Pharaoh is the spirit that commands your death and demise, your destruction. Pharaoh is the one who spoke concerning the children of Israel for the young infants to be killed. He's also the one that when they left Egypt, he's the one that gave the order for them to be destroyed, for them to go after them. Egypt represents a place of enslavement, slavery, the place where it enslaves your mind, your emotions, your will, and it does not give you the strength or the power within yourself to break out, to break free, to go forth, to believe that there's something better or something more. The grip of this place of Egypt holds not only you but the generations. So this is and even though we're talking about a place in the natural and what it represents in the natural, in the spirit realm, this is what it represents, an enemy that comes after to kill and to enslave. So we're looking here and we see that the cry of the children of Israel has gone before God, and this cry is a cry not of desperation, but it has switched to hopelessness, to God, we believe, we want you. So we see that, and we see that God has, when we cry out to God, God comes to see about us. He comes to demonstrate. He comes to answer. He comes to rescue. He comes to break the barriers. He comes to demonstrate the might of his hand, to show his strength. And God himself says, I'm coming to deliver. I'm coming to show up. I'm coming to do something miraculous, and I'm going to let this king know that he has no power. And we have times in our lives when it looks like that God is not answering us, that God is so far away from us, and we begin to cry in a way that does not give him praise or does not say we believe, but it's a cry that says, if you're really there, help me. But we know he's there because he's the saving strength of his anointed. He saved us and delivered us. And if he saved and delivered us, if he broke the bondage of the enemy over our life and set us free from hell, and we are no longer enemies of God, but we are the friends of God, then what is this that you're going through? He's going to show up and he's going to answer. And when he shows up, he's coming to demonstrate his power. He's coming to break the back of the thing of the king that says, I'm greater. Because you have to understand something. God allows Moses to be born, and he allows him to be born for his glory. He allows him to be born and preserves his life for his glory, to show in the face of the adversary that he's the king that Moses served, the God that Moses served was greater than the earthly king who thought he had all power. So we see here that after the command of Pharaoh, and you have to understand something, the enemy will always try to kill what you are going to give birth to. But because it is the will of God, God will preserve, he will hide what belongs to you and that you're going to give birth to for his glory. And the spirit man, whether it's that ministry or if that gifting that gifting that he has, whether it is the job that he's told you to start or be upon, if it's the family members that you're praying for, whatever it is that God is telling you that you're going to see the manifestation of, and you're going to give birth to something as you're interceding, as you're warring, as you're standing in faith, as you're travailing, and you're decreeing over yourself and over the situation, the will and the word of God, you're going to see that thing happen. I don't care what enemy comes to say, I'm going to kill it, I'm going to shut it down, I'm going to break your heart. God preserved Moses, and he will preserve what you have to give birth to in the natural and in the spirit, so that it will be a blessing to the kingdom, so that it will deliver many lives, so many lives will be touched and saved by it. So we see that he will always have people there that will help you. We see that the midwives were there to preserve, to protect. And God will have someone there in the spirit and in the natural as a midwife, that when you're at your wit's end, they're there to help you push through. They're there to encourage you and pray for you and stand in the gap for you. They're there to sow whatever it is that God has called them to do, to protect. to help to assist you in making sure that you give birth to what he said, that you walk into what he said, then you're going to see the manifestation of that. And he'll always set people up to help you so that you don't lack anything in this process, that even though you will have to walk through situations where it seems as if you're alone, God is with you, and he'll set people up at the right time to be the encouragement, to be the lifter of your hands, to be those who will sow into you, to those that will encourage you and pray for you, those that will, even if you don't see them, he'll have them lifting you up before him and binding up the enemy that has come after you. He'll make sure you'll be hidden from the place that the enemy thought he would find you, that secret place. That's where we abide, and that's where we go. We see that Moses was hidden, and his mother and father hid him, and both of his parents were from the tribe of the Levites. And we see that that's a priestly tribe, that on both sides God was making sure that the priestly anointing was going to be on Moses. And it doesn't matter where you've come from, because of the blood of Jesus, God's making sure that both sides is covered in the blood, in the spirit realm, and whatever has happened to try to transpire in the natural realm, he's making sure that every generational curse is destroyed. Every generational thing in your life is destroyed and broken off your life through the power of his blood, through the power of his word, through the power of his kingdom. And that's what you have to understand. So what God is going to do in your life is he ushers you in, because Moses had to go through levels. He had to go through levels of what he needed to do in his natural life to get to the place where he needed to get in the spirit realm. We see that God allowed him to be in Pharaoh's house. God allowed the provisions of the one who's tried to oppress him to take care of him and to educate him. And the Bible lets us see that Moses was well-educated. He was well-learned, and he knew all that pertained to the Egyptian way, the Egyptian laws, and what they believe and what they make sure that he was right in there knowing how they operate. In other words, God will give you the ability to find out how your enemy thinks. He'll give you the ability to see how your enemy will operate and what your enemy will do. He'll put you in a place that you'll be able to study your enemy without him knowing that you're studying him and you're learning what it is. Because see that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the standard of the Lord is going to be raised. When that standard is raised, that standard of God is raised, it's so that the enemy won't be able to touch you, won't be able to destroy you, but God lifts you up to another height and another plane. He lets you get to another level above the head of your enemy. So I believe that the Lord allowed Moses to go in there, and they could not touch him, even though they knew he was a Hebrew. They could not touch him because God preserved his life. So wherever you're at, if it's on that job, if it's warring for your family members, in your house, if it's even in a classroom, in a college, or wherever that's in ministry, and God is allowing you to study your everything that he has you, because he's going to use that to destroy the adversary. I pray that you're being empowered by this, and that you keep on pressing, and that you continue to grow and manifest in maturity and spiritual growth in your mind and your knowledge and your understanding of the Lord. I pray that you be with me tomorrow for another lesson, another empowerment and favor life as we go through the process of there. God bless you.